The title of my message for you today is, Whatever is for you, you will get it. The reading is taken from Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 to 8, which reads, And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Let us pray. Eternal God, give us more understanding that we might digest your word and receive more revelation, that we might see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. In Jesus' name. Jesus is quoted here to be in possession of the key of David. It is actually claiming that Christ has the power of admitting individuals or shutting them out from the city of David, the New Jerusalem, the Messianic Kingdom. Even though this is futuristic, at the same time, Christ is talking about using the key of David in this present time you're experiencing your everyday life. The beginning of verse 8 says, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. Now let me get one thing straight with you today. The open door is not your breakthrough. The open door leads to your breakthrough. It is an opportunity that opens up your way. And most times, it is not often the obvious way which you expect that door will open. Well, you might say, Pastor, how do I know that there's an open door before me, which the Lord has opened up? First of all, the key of David is the possession of Jesus Christ, and he will only give it to you if you have received him as your Lord and Savior. And secondly, you must put the situation that you need an open door for to prayer. Now, let me give you also some information about the key of David. Recently, I have been granted a measure of understanding of the significance of this key of David. Although we may have the key within our grasp, and even begin to learn to use it, it is nevertheless very helpful to understand what this key is and how it may be used. The scriptures give two direct references to this key. In Revelation 3, verse 7 to 8, our opening scripture, Jesus addresses the church in Philadelphia. And Isaiah 22, verse 20 to 22, which reads, In that day I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and fasten your sash around him, and hand your authority over to him. He will be a father to those who live in Jerusalem and to the people of Judah. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. In both cases, with the church in Philadelphia, where certain people had unlawfully assumed authority, as mentioned in Revelation 3, verse 9, and in Jerusalem, where Shebna, the palace administrator, had usurped authority in the palace, as mentioned in Isaiah 22, verse 15 to 19. The key of David was given to establish God-ordained authority in those places. In the culture of the time, a key was an emblem of the authority of government. And in the East, to this day, in transferring the authority and government of a city, a large key is laid upon a person. But why is it called the Key of David? Why is David's name associated with this key of governmental authority, the key that has the power to open what no man can shut and shut what no man can open? Well, I believe that answer is found in what the Lord himself says concerning David, as written in Acts 13, verse 22, which says, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. Here you can see that the key of David is essentially the heart of David. God himself calls him a man after my own heart. The heart of David, above all, was to find a resting place for the presence of the Lord among his people. As the psalm says, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. After David captured Jerusalem from the Jebusites, one of his first acts recorded in the scriptures before conquering other cities or lands was to bring the Ark of the Covenant, representing the presence of God, into Jerusalem and establish worshipers continually ministering to the Lord day and night. David was known as a shepherd, a fugitive, a warrior, and a king, but most of all, and above all, as a worshiper. I believe that we too can ask God and receive the key of David, but we must do so with a heart of humility and total obedience, doing only what he wants us to do. We must also align our hearts with God's purposes and desires. In fact, the key of David opens the way for the gospel to be preached, for the gospel to be heard, and for souls to be saved. So long as you are in possession of the key of David, whatever is for you, you will get it. Now, it will often be the case that you will not know what God has in store for you. But nevertheless, when you receive it, whatever it is, it will be exactly what you need. May God bless you with a heart like David. Pastor Philip. God is Savior.
can stand.